Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Thursday, April the 4th of 2019, and the time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers and sisters, today, my sister, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to talk about, you know, how to think. Now, a lot of people tell you what to think, but very, very few people tell you how to think. So we want to talk about the step-by-step process of thinking in a manner that would produce a feeling of how you would feel if your wish or wishes were fulfilled. Now, I need you to ponder the depth of the statement for one moment before we, you know, rush off with our busy day. How would you feel if your desires were fulfilled? That's a difficult question because it's difficult to imagine for some people. For some of us, it's not. But for some people, it's difficult to imagine all of your desires fulfilled. Whatever they are, no matter how extreme they are, and I know some of the stuff, you know, people can come up with some very, extreme stuff, and I understand. But let's be as, you know, honest with ourselves as possible with our current, you know, like, for example, if my desire was to become the starting center for the NBA, you know, for a National Basketball Association team, let's say the San Antonio Spurs, if my desire was to start in the NBA, then that's not what we would consider reasonable and logical. Now, for most people, for some people, they would say, hey, man, what's wrong with that? And like I talked about yesterday during the private, you know, class or the private show, when I was telling you about how my young stepdaughter, my daughter, Janiyah, was, you know, one, the number one with her shot put yesterday, with basically she's from seventh grade ever since she started throwing. I noticed, because I could just see the genetic potential, and I suggested that she go into that versus some of the other things she was interested in. And the first throw was, you know, wow, nobody was even close. And every track meet, it was the same thing. And so the ability to understand desire, which means D-E means so, sire means seed. So it's, again, everything can be broken down into and I know this is hard because nobody likes to talk about sex because it's taboo. But everything is at the core, at the base, that's what it's talking about. Because the desire fulfilled, according to Proverbs 13, is the tree of life. So it's the tree of life, even at sex. Because most people have a difficult time understanding it. And because we have a problem talking about sex, especially in the West and in this country, we're missing the profound significance of our sexuality, our sensuality, our spirituality, and our superiority. That makes you superior. But because you got a problem with the sex and the senses, or your sensuality, then then your spirituality is off, and your superiority doesn't exist. Because if you look at the tree of life, the tree is phallic. A tree represents something. A tree is like the phallic symbol. Life is what is excreted during when a male ejaculates with his seed. That produces life. And so that, the fulfillment, even the fulfillment, that's a sexual term as well. And the inability to understand, again, which as your sex life goes, so does your spiritual life. And a lot of people have difficulty understanding that statement because they have a difficulty understanding the biological process that brings about one becoming christened, or one becoming Christ, or one becoming Christ-like, because that has to do with the seed being, again, sown. So when you sow your seed, that simply means that you are pursuing the area that you are the most gifted in, so that way you can establish success. But even that in itself is a sexual term. And so we have to understand what this means, because it doesn't have to do with what we call sex. It has to do with the kundalini and the kunda buffer. It has to do with the spinal cord. It has to do with the pingala and the ida nerves. It has to do with understanding the Christ lunar germ seed is the germinating process of the seed that comes into the solar plexus once a month. So you got 12 times a year for you to establish or to feed the network of nerves in the body that's called the tree of life. And a tree is something just like the phallic or the male genitalia, again, is a tree, and it produces a seed. But the problem is, you know, the word success, because the word success is the word suck seed. And that's why doing oral sex, the woman is considered, and that's called giving brain, because we don't understand what is released when the male ejaculates, which is the seed. So when you suck seed, that means that you're sucking seed out of somebody else. Suck seed is suck seed. And so sucking seed is what a lot of people, that's what this is all about. But the inability to understand the biblical reference so that way you can transform through sexual transmutation that it talks about inside of the book, Think and Grow Rich. So why was he able to grow rich? Because he understood suck seed, what it means to suck somebody's seed. The problem is we don't understand not only the sexual connotation, but the spiritual aspiration, which means in the ancient text that the ancients knew the oral tradition, which was that the seed and the word and God are the same. They're synonymous. So the seed is born in Bethlehem. So the Bethlehem, the word Bethlehem means birth of him. It's birth la him. It's the ability to birth him. Who's him? Christ, eternal within the body. So we can't feel, because we know none of the esoteric meanings of how to transmute the seed, which is the word, which is God, according to the Bible. In the book of John 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. I'm not making this up. It's in your Bible. So the word and seed is the same thing. So the ability to transmute the seed and cause it to rise up the spinal cord where it crosses the medulla oblongata, where there are what they call pons in the midbrain or the back of the brain, and it crosses the pneumogastric nerves. Pneuma, that is the Greek word for the English word spirit. So when it crosses the spirit nerve, that's called vagus, which for us is like the word vagina. When it crosses the vagina or the vagus nerve, that's when it becomes illuminated or christened or Christ or crucified. And the word crucified, as we talked about in last night's show, and we're going to be breaking down later on tonight, at probably around 7, 8 p.m., we're going to be breaking down the word pneumogastric, which means crucifixion, which means to magnify something a thousandfold. So Christ is the oil. Crucified is the magnification. It is magnified oil. So how do you feel if your oil is magnified? That's what this statement is saying. And most people don't, we do not have the ability to connect the dots because we have not been taught, again, the oral tradition. Even that's a sexual term. Because back in the ancients, nothing was written down. There was no symbols. Everything was passed on verbally. So how would you feel if your wish was fulfilled? That means you are christened. So wish fulfillment is the satisfaction of a desire through the involuntary, automatic thought process that brings the result into your life automatically. So like I said last night and like I'm saying today, a lot of people put forth a lot of effort. You're working way too hard. In fact, the less I work, the more money I make. Because I'm realizing that work is a Luciferian construct. Creation, now the more I create, the more money I make. So there is a problem between understanding the difference between the word create and the word work. That's the problem. A lot of people work, but very few people create. So the desire fulfilled is the tree of life. Wisdom is knowledge that is implemented, plus fulfilled desire equals the tree of life. So what is fulfilled desire? Fulfilled desire, my brothers and sisters, is the ability to understand this process that we go through, which is what you and I call thinking, because our feelings comes from our thoughts. Let me say that again. People tell me all the time, Doc, I'm having a bad day. I say, okay, so what's going on? Man, I'm just not feeling it today. Okay, so why do you feel what you feel? Well, I don't know. Okay, time out. See, you are the cause of your reality. Nothing happens in your life that you didn't order. Let me say that again. Nothing happens in your life that you did not order. Let me say that again. Nothing happens. Nothing can happen in your life that's not the vibrational equivalent of your life. Let me say it again. Nothing can vibrate into your life that you did not vibrationally order into your life. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. That's the problem with the whole world. Everybody's sick. Why are they sick according to the biblical narrative? According to the biblical narrative in Proverbs 13, chapter 12, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But a dream fulfilled, a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. A desire fulfilled is the tree of life. So that's why I said hope will get you killed. I don't have hope. If you got hope, you better bury. You better get rid of that shizness today. You walk around, I hope I can pay my life bill. You know, I hope I get the job. You know, I hope I get the girl. I hope that bullshizness don't work. Now, again, we're taught that. We learned that when we went to, Cretan 101. And we became good Cretans. And that made us good dwarfs. And with a lack of a very vertical intellect, for lack of a better understanding. But, okay, we are grown now. According to Hebrews 6, we should go on to maturity. Hebrews 6:1, let us go on to maturity. Now, a lot of people don't want to grow up, I understand. But when you get ready, maybe not today, but whenever you get ready to grow up, then you start to understand. When I was a child, I did childish things. The scripture says you're not a child no more. You should put down childish things. That means you got to deny thyself, pick up thy cross, and follow him. Bethlehem, follow him. Follow the birth of him. That's inside of you, boo-boo. I know you think it's outside of you, but it's not. It's your ability to raise your vibratory rate. So the higher you raise the oil in the body, the higher you raise the vibration in the body. Let me say that again. The higher you raise the vibration, the higher you raise the oil. The higher you raise the oil, the higher you raise the vibration. Once you understand how to raise the Christ oil so that it crosses the pneumogastric nerve at the top of the spinal column in Golgotha or in the medulla oblongata, where you go up the 33 vertebrae in the 33 vertebrae, which is Jacob's ladder, in the back or in the base of your spinal cord, which is your spiritual antenna, you can tune in. Once you tune in to the forefather, it's a wrap. Then your feelings are overwritten by an internal dwelling called Christ. Oh, man, I wish to God you could have that feeling. But everybody got to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. I can't give you mine. I can just tell you how I activated mine, but I can't give it to you. All thing I can do is tell you what I did. And everybody else got their own way of doing it, You got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But all I know is that I just removed all negative thoughts. I just removed them. I just refuse to acknowledge anything outside of my own brain. So if everybody was out, if there was a full-grown war going on outside with people fighting and stuff, I would remove myself from that environment. Unless that environment came to me. And then I would address, deal, do whatever I have to do, and the forefather would tell me exactly how to proceed so that way when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I've been young, now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Now for some folk, they know, again, the devil's reality overrides God's mentality. For me, myself, and I, all three of us, God honors his word above his own name. The word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow. And it is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. So it is spiritually impossible for any weapon that is formed against me to prosper. Because my father, who is the father of this father, honors his word above this father's name. Now, I know that's probably too deep for most. But if you can wrap your brain around it, then you will walk through the valley of shadow and death. And you will feel no evil. Because The forefather has not given you a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So if your mind is not sound, and of course your desire is not going to be fulfilled. Because the brain doesn't know the difference between reality and fiction. That's why when you go watch a scary movie, you have a scary response. That's why when you go watch Kevin Hart or D.L. Hughley or Steve Harvey or some other comedian, you have a laughter or a laughing response. Why come you're not afraid when you go to a comedy event? And why come you're not laughing hysterically when you go to see Chainsaw, you know, Massacre? Why do you feel fear when you watch fear? And why do you feel joy or happiness when you watch joy or happiness? Can somebody please explain that to me? Brain doesn't choose between morality. The brain is not a moral compass. Sorry to be the bearer of good news, as I've been saying for 40 years. The brain is not this is not a morality game. This is a causality game. So what is the cause of your feelings, my brother? What is the cause of your feelings, my sister? Not whether the feeling is good or bad. What is the cause? See, you don't know the cause. Therefore, you cannot replace the cause. Therefore, you cannot be the cause. One day, maybe not today, but one day, you got to be the cause. That means that you got to be the solution, not the problem. Right now, you're the problem. You know, not you, but people you know. You are being the problem because you're feeling the problem, because you're thinking about the problem. So you think, that's what you be. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You bring about what you think about. So how would it feel if you could think fulfillment, not success? We got to stop using that word. I use that word a lot. So it's like the word blessed. I had to give me a new word. I had to retire the word blessed. Now I use the word blissed. I had to retire the word good morning. Now I use the word grand rising. So every time I come into the gnosis, into the knowledge of the forefather, because I'm going new level, new devil. So when I go to a new level, bam, I get a new devil. And then I got to retire that devil. And then guess what? Another one shows up. And people think that this stops. And no, it don't stop, brother, until you return back to source. You just keep peeling back layer after layer after layer. But what happens is most people, they just get on a team. They get the uniform. They get in the dugout. They happy. They sit down in the dugout. They don't want to get the bat. They don't want to hit the ball. They don't want to run the first base. They just want to get on the team. They just go to church. And then they just sit down in church. They don't do shizness. Don't bust no grapes. Happy as a lark. They think that's it. That is not it. You just on the team, homie. You ain't done shizness. You got to do something. You got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If it is to be, it is up to me. I ain't expecting somebody. I'm a single standing column of waveform energy. So are you. So we got to stop using the word success. We got to stop using the word succeed. And we got to start using the word fulfillment. We got to start using the word create. Because our father is not a succeeder. He's not a sucking seed. Our forefather doesn't suck seed. He's not a seed sucker. But he is a creator. Therefore, you should be doing what he does. That is creating, not striving. So that way you can succeed. Just like, again, we used to always say, you know, somebody sneezes, God bless you. And everybody says that term. But very few people have looked it up. But then, again, once you understand the etymology, I'm an etymologist. So every once in a while, something would drop, a word would drop. Just like the series that we did on, well, not the series, but we were talking about Nipsey Hussle and what happened. And what's going on, and why he's no longer on the planet. And even that was a part of, notice it was five in the chest and then one in the head. Six bullets, six, six, six. Notice he was 33 when he died. Now, if I could get the address and the place that he was died, I guarantee it's going to be on the 33rd parallel. I guarantee that this was some type of a satanic, Luciferian, you know, sacrifice. Because remember, somebody in the family got to sacrifice somebody in the family for you to go to the next level. Look at all of the stars. They all, some that was, some, remember, Kanye didn't blow up until his mama died. Old girl Jennifer Hudson didn't blow up until her whole family died. Notice, remember, everybody, what's his name? Aaliyah was a sacrifice for, what's his name? And all of this is nothing new. These are all blood sacrifices. This is the crap you do for success in Hollywood. You got to pay the price. And the price, like Full Metal Alchemy, Full Metal Alchemist, the law of equivalent exchange. You got to give something of equivalent exchange for success. And I remember my son introduced me to Full Metal Alchemist, the anime cartoon. I learned more watching a freaking cartoon than learn freaking going to school. If you don't understand these universal spiritual laws, brothers and sisters, it's going to cost you. What is it going to cost you? It's going to cost you the ability to be like your forefather. He was a creator. He wasn't interested in sucking seed. He was interested in creating and bringing about fulfillment. Now, this is extremely, 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 extremely important. Because what we're talking about is the ability for you to have your desire fulfilled before it's fulfilled. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, 2, and 3. And that's so important. We've got to read that one. So if you have your sword, so why is it called a sword? It's called a sword because it's an S word. Sword. So the Bible is called a sword. Because of the serpentine power. Now, I know a lot of us are associated the serpent with something very, very negative. However, there is a lot of spiritual connotation, even in the Bible, when it talks about the serpent was put on the bronze pole and lifted up. And everybody that looked at the serpent was healed. And so inside of the body, there is what we talked about in the private show last night, a part of the body that's called the serpent's tail. That's called the Kunda buffer. Everybody knows about the Kundalini, but very few people know about the Kunda buffer, which we talked about in the private show, and we'll continue breaking that down later on tonight. But in order for you to feel, brothers and sisters, you have to understand what's real. And we think this reality is real. We don't understand. The invisible reality is more powerful than the visible reality. So the invisible realm is more powerful than the visible realm. Now, I don't know if that hurts your brain like it hurts my brain. That hurts my brain. I'm just going to be honest with you. But Hebrews 11, thankfully, helped me relieve the pressure off my brain. So now I live in a place where my desire is fulfilled. And because I live in a place where my desire is fulfilled, nothing outside of my brain affects what's going on inside of my brain. So my desire is already fulfilled, so all of the striving is gone. All of the stress is gone. All of the emotional up and down is gone. All of the, ooh, is this going to happen? Oh, man, am I going to get the job? Ooh, I applied, man, I haven't heard nothing back. Oh, what am I going to do, man? Oh, man. All that's gone. The only thing that matters is, what am I going to create today that benefits other people more than it benefits myself? What product, service, or information am I gonna create that has so much worth and value that it's impossible for a sane man or woman to ignore? What can I bring to the market that produces so much results that if you're hungry and I can bake a loaf of bread or make a salad that looks like the way the salads that, you know, Sister Ellen makes. If I can make a veggie meal that looks like Skittles. If I can bring that to the market and make it, you know, not only aesthetically pleasing, but also, you know, spiritually and nutritionally, you know, dense and valuable. And you taste it. If I can bring that to the market, not only will you be satisfied, fulfilled, you will share how that feeling that you garnered or got from being involved or eating what I prepared. And so my advertising budget will be pretty much zero because it will spread like wildfire. By word of mouth, because I'm providing so much in use value that what I'm receiving in monetary value is a non-issue. if you can provide more in value and benefits than what you're receiving in money, you'll never be broke. Make sure you're providing more in use value than you are receiving in monetary value. That's why all of the gurus that analyze, and I've talked to a lot of them, and they're like, man, you are giving away way too much for what you charge. You got 50 books, 365 audio shows, and a 700-page personal report. That 700-page Dear Kidney report should be $5,000 by itself. And your whole system is $5,000, and you had it on sale for $1,000? You've given away it. The 5 books by themselves should be about $20,000. The 5 books. The 50 books. That's included in the course. But I just went through, I just had a guy whose system, and I'm still considering it, because I'm always looking at different avenues and different ways of expanding. And one of the gentlemen I was talking to was like, first thing, you get way too much in for me. Way too much. It's too valuable. So people can't believe it. Which is true. There's no other program on earth that even comes close. You can go to a 4-year college degree, and you don't get as much information as you get in the life management system with the 7 modules. Look at the number of books you get. Look at the number of classes you take. And then look at the number of classes that you get in the modules. We're not even talking about the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center that I've added to the Life Management Center. And everybody got that for $1,000. That should have been at least $20,000 just to join. So the point that I'm saying is I provide way more in value than I receive in monetary value. That's why I'm always blessed. Because the Bible says give. And the way that you give is by creating. If you haven't created nothing, you haven't given nothing. But put the will, I went to church and I tithe in. That's nothing. Remember, that's money. That's not currency. Father doesn't use money. He uses currency. Currency is the result of your body moving. If you give money, you need currency. Currency, it keeps the current moving. Money doesn't. Money is a piece of paper. Money is a medium of exchange between two people. It is not currency. Money was produced by the wall that keeps you from walking on the street. You call it Wall Street. Money prevents you from walking on the street. That's why Nipsey was not here. Nipsey was buying assets. There's very few black people that buy assets. We buy liabilities. We buy cars, liability. Houses, liability. We don't buy anything that produces money. We don't buy apartment complexes. We don't buy laundromats. We don't buy, like, automatic car wash. Well, again, the building is there. The machines are there. Every time somebody drives in there, you don't have to be there. They put $1, $2, $5 into that laundromat or into that car mat, and guess what pops out? Guess what they got to do? Every day, you ain't got to be there. You touch it once. And you get paid for the rest of your life. That's called residual income, homie. That's why I went into real estate. That's why I went into insurance. You know, I got to pay a freaking insurance premium. I just bought this new car. My freaking insurance almost doubled. That premium, guess what? I got to pay that every month for what? Risk management? Are you serious? So we plan for what might happen? How about we wait till it happens? Then let's talk. No, that's not how it works. They want their money up front. So you might want to get in that business, too. Like insurance, that's a good business to be in. You get premiums for nothing. You know what's the biggest buildings? What are they? Insurance. Why? They collect premiums all day, every day. And sure, every once in a while there's a major catastrophe. But when I worked at the major insurance company that I worked at, USAA here in San Antonio, Texas, oh, man, you seen their building? I don't know if you've ever been to Google USAA and click on images. Look at their compound. They got their own electrical plant, their own gas, their own water? USAA is a freaking city by itself. Do you know what USAA is worth? You don't even want to know. I had to leave that company because it was like it was embarrassing for me to work there. Why? I know too much. You're talking about, I mean, you should go, you could live off the grounds. It's so well manicured. Why? They got a product, and the cost of goods is what? What does it cost to produce their product? What does it cost to produce paper? What does it cost to produce a stock? What does it cost to produce a bond? What does it cost to produce a contract? What does it cost to produce an all-inclusive trust deed or a deed of trust? What does it cost to produce a trust fund? What does it cost, brother? What does it cost? Answer, zero. So, but you go to a lawyer, and the lawyer is going to charge you to produce that contract. Not me. I write my own. But the moment you don't want to play by Wall Street, you're going to meet somebody that they're going to bar you from access. They're part of the bar association. They're going to bar you from success. Those are called liars. That's why in Matthew 23, Yahushua said 8 times, woe unto you lawyers. You prevent my people from entering into my kingdom. See, Nipsey Hussle figured out how to enter into the kingdom. So he got 5 in the chest and 1 in the head. The moment that you figure out how to start operating in currency instead of operating in money, you got an X on your chest. Because the earth is a recycling plant for light. That's why the word plant is inside the word planet, because it's a plant. And without the inability to understand that you are a tree that's planted by the river of living water, that's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be like a tree planted by the water. That's what it says in your Bible. Oh, y'all didn't read that part either? Man, y'all got to start reading your Bible. But it says in Hebrews chapter 11, getting back to my point, the invisible realm, that means my imagination controls my reality. If I can hold it in my head, it damn sure is going to manifest in my hands. I've been doing it since 8, and I'm going to keep on doing it. If I can hold it in my head, it has to, by universal spiritual law, manifest in my hands, because data is matter. If I can maintain the data, bam, it's going to matter. It will manifest. So how do I do that? How you do that, Brother Will? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Let's go to the Constitution that was written by the forefather. And in the Constitution, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is. See, that's the problem right there. Your faith is not now. Your faith is yesterday's faith, or it's tomorrow's faith. Man, you better live in the freaking present. That's all you got. That's why the present is a present. If you ain't living in the present, homie, your dog don't hunt. Now faith is confidence. Faith is assurance. So whatever faith is, that's some bad stuff. Because what does it give you? Confidence. See, y'all ain't got no confidence. Not you personally, but, you know, people you know. That's why you can say hope and wish. Well, brother, you know, I hope the white man give me a job, brother. I don't think so, man. You better go freaking take a job if you want it. I don't want no job. I've already had 58 of them. I'm retired, and I get paid to be retired. And I recommend the same thing. I don't have to go through, because there ain't no wall on my street. There is no bar that's trying to prevent me from associating with you. I don't have to go through the bar association. There is no law, no wallers. Lawyers are wallers. They just put up walls to keep you from, they deny you access. That's why they're part of the bar association, and they pledge allegiance to the British registry, the British crown. Is anybody here British? Yeah, I didn't think so. So why are lawyers pledging allegiance to the British crown? Okay, another study for another time. And then they're gonna put all of your money, which is a medium of exchange that's fictitious, into a bank. Now, there are river banks is the thing that controls the flow of the river. The river is you. The river is currency. So the banks are designed to control the flow of current. Don't believe me? Go out to a river, look at the bank. The water hits the bank, and it turns, well, the banks control the flow of rivers. That's you, boo-boo. The banks control you. If the bank don't give you no loan, what you going to do? If the bank don't finance your house, if the bank didn't finance my car, if the bank don't, what happens if you, if the bank? Well, you shouldn't need the bank. You should have so much current by drinking water and activating the electromagnetic pumps inside of the body, the sodium potassium pumps, the ATP and the ATP. You should be creating so much current that you don't need no bank. They can't block you. And they can't give you no crypt dead currency. Oh, man, this stuff is deep. That's why Nipsey is not here. Because he overstood something I overstood. And that is, faith is assurance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word substance in the New Living Translation means assurance. In the New English Translation, that means confidence. Now faith is confidence of things hoped for. So faith is mean. Faith means whatever I got, I don't need hope. I'm not going to, I don't need a wish. I don't need an, I got a feeling. How would I feel if my wish was fulfilled? I feel damn good. So how do I feel right now? Damn good. Doesn't matter how much money I got. Doesn't matter what the Reverend Dr. Bishop say. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what the neighbor says. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world today. It doesn't matter whether Donald Trump builds a wall or he don't build a wall. It doesn't matter if we are in the Piscean age or the age of Aquarius. It doesn't matter if Jesus is Lord or if he ain't. It doesn't matter if he come back today or tomorrow. It doesn't matter if the Pope declare, you know, martial law. It doesn't matter because guess what? Faith is a brain that is immersed in a solution. So I am my solution. And now you have to understand that because right now you are not your solution. Right now you're depending upon something outside of yourself. So therefore, whatever outside of yourself, that if you're depending on your check from the government, and if you don't get your check from the government, what happens to your feelings? You pissed off. You want to go, you want to put your hands around somebody's neck. Now, I'm not saying you should not get no check from the government. If the government would give me a check, I would take that check, your check too. But am I going to put all, if I'm going to put the keys to my happiness in the government's hands, since I used to work for the government, I don't think so, boo-boo. Not me. I'm putting the keys to my happiness in my own pocket. And inside of me is the forefather because Christ eternal within the body. So I know I got a 400-page book and I got a plethora of other stuff that we're breaking down during this series that without a shadow of a doubt. Exactly what the Bible says. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. It didn't say he was outside of you. It says Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, if you don't know that, you got, okay, you're scarred. You can't feel what I feel. And so therefore, now remember, I didn't read about this shizness in no book. I used to be emotionally unstable. One day I was up, next day I was down. Now, balance, because I don't care. Now, I love you, but I don't care about you, because I know you are a single standing column of waveform energy. I know now. I'm a retired, you know, carer. When I was younger, dumber, and stupider, I was all trying to save everybody. And thankfully, the fall father said, "Sit down, Negro. It ain't your job. It's my job. You ain't God." I said, "Yes, sir." And then I retired. Been retired ever since. Now I get paid to be retired. People ask me, "Yeah, Doc, I don't believe that, man. Man, I wish y'all could go with me. Like when, like me and the family, we go on a vacation. Like me and the wife, when we go out of town, when the wife goes fishing, when we go on a cruise, everywhere I go, I take my laptop, and if they ain't got no internet, I take my mobile internet device. And what do I do in retirement when I go on vacation? Now, I'm on vacation right now. I'm on vacation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. When I go on vacation, exactly what I'm doing right now is what I do on vacation. It is the strangest thing since sliced bread. People have a difficult time wrapping their brain around it. Why would you create anything for yourself other than a retirement? I recommend everybody retire today and get paid to retire. That's what I teach, retirement living. And the best way to retire, y'all remember that that chart that I sent everybody that have the months? And everybody's month has a specific one or two words that pertains to your purpose. That is your one word purpose. Now, it doesn't really get any easier than that. I mean, I don't know if, or what else to tell you. Remember, January was love. So January, you are love. That means all you got to do is show me how to love. So I if you wrote a book on a course on love, because remember, you are it. You don't do it. You are it. So what you got to do is you got to take what you are. See, mine, September, is total awareness. So ever since birth, as I can remember, I've always been really aware. That means sensitive. That means perceptive of things. I could sense more than I could explain. So something I could tell, ooh, man, Uncle Blank, something about Uncle Blank. I don't know what's wrong with him, but something. And sure enough, my sisters went over to stay with Uncle Blank, and they came back, and Uncle Blank got up in the middle of the night, and he fondled them. And they came back all crying, and ever since then, they were scared of Uncle Blank. But I knew something was wrong with Uncle Blank, but everybody liked him. But I didn't like him because I had awareness, total awareness. Still got it. Never been wrong. Never, ever been wrong. My awareness has never been wrong. Never. So now, guess what I teach? Consciousness, awareness. What's the name of my YouTube channel? Replacing Error with Truth. What am I talking about now? I'm expanding your consciousness, your awareness. So when somebody disagrees with me about what I teach, I know that person can't be born in September, and they cannot have a relationship with the forefather. Because if they did, they would have the same awareness that I got. Because there's only one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So any other awareness, because remember, I didn't volunteer for this. You didn't volunteer. Did anybody select the date, the month that you was born? If you did, email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. Let me know how you did it. So that way, my next time around, I can choose the month that I was born. Because I didn't choose the month that I was born. At least I don't remember. So if you're born with January, you are love. You don't create love. You don't buy it. You don't go to school. You don't take no classes. You don't take no courses. You don't need no degree. You don't need no approval. You just freaking walk in it. You express, expose, and expand it. That's how you be filled. How would you feel if your wish was fulfilled? If all of your dreams, whatever your dreams are, if you had them right now, however you would feel that now. Okay, Brother Will, that's great. That sounds good in theory. I mean, when I was young with the snapping, I used to go to church, and they would say that over the pulpit. You know, faith is, you know, you got to act as if. So I did. You got to fake the funk. So I acted. But unfortunately, yeah, that was something called reality. It did bust me in the mouth. I was acting like I was rich, and then they put all my shizness on the street because I didn't pay my rent. I was acting like I was paying it. Okay, I was like I was playing a character in the role. I was acting like the guy with money. And they didn't say nothing about the fact that acting should manifest. Implemented acting should manifest a certain fruit, because faith is, again, should produce fruit. Fruit should produce freedom. So if your faith is not producing fruit, that ain't faith. I don't know what you got, boo-boo, but it's not faith. Now, I'm not talking about if you just started and you're new to the game and you've been here 6 months, but I know people that have been doing this shizness for 30 years. Their faith still ain't produced no fruit. They still ain't got no economics. They still ain't got no health. They still ain't got no wisdom, and they still ain't got no freaking relationship freedom. They still in a prison of their own creation. Now, this is extremely important. So the brain must be immersed in the desire fulfilled. Now, how does the brain become immersed in the desire fulfilled? Hebrews 11:2. We read 11:1. Hebrews 11:2 in the King James says, "For by it the elders obtain a good report." By what? The elders obtain. How does the elders, everybody before us, they got a good report card? So I want a good report card. Don't anybody else want on this call? Anybody else want a good report card? Okay, I see a few hands. Okay, cool. So we all want a good report card. Okay, let's go to the NIV. Let's go back to Hebrews 11:1. Let's go to the New English Translation, so that way we can break it down in English. So Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the confidence that whatever we are hoping for, will actually happen. It is a feeling that gives us assurance about things that we cannot see. Bam! Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Let me drink some water on that one. Hebrews 11:1. Now, if you ain't got this, I don't know what you got. Because without this, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That, you know, we already did that. That means it's impossible to be God. That means it's impossible to be the vibrational equivalent of God. That means it's impossible to do what it says in Philippians 2:5 that Jesus said that you got to do. Jesus said in Philippians 2:5, let this mind vibration be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. That's Yahushua. He was the vibration. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. They said, how long are we going to be with you, Jesus? We like you, but we want to hang out with your daddy. And Jesus told them, okay, but we'll see me and my daddy. See, I'm here in his stead. See, I am the ambassador. I'm an ambassador. That means I'm his representative. So in order to get to him, you got to go through me. Because the Bible also says that there is no mediator between God and man except the Son, that be Yahushua. So in other words, you got to go through Christ to get to the Son. Not only the personal one, but the metaphysical one. What we're talking about right now, you got to raise your oil up in order to get to the Father. Oh, see, what had happened was the way my savings account is set up. See, nobody told me that. I know, boo-boo. They didn't tell me that either. That's why I'm doing the class. You might want to join me tonight at 7 p.m. Again, cost is $25 for members, $50 for non-members. So you can learn how to raise your Christos oil once a month. Do you know what day that you're supposed to raise your oil? Oh, you don't? Oh, yeah, you might want to know that, brother. That's like some very important shiznits. So people are running around like the 10 virgins. They're casting their seed among swine. The Bible said, don't do that. Don't cast your pearls among swine, brother. Don't cast your pearls among swine, sister. Because faith is confidence that whatever I'm hoping for, my desires, my wishes and dreams, I actually got it. Faith means that I actually feel that I'm a millionaire right now. And brother, if y'all don't know, everybody knows me. I'm a little high strung. I've been feeling like $1 million for a long time. I've been feeling very healthy. Sometimes I forget and I go out there and blow a hamstring because I forget that, I'm not 21 no more. And I go out there with these youngsters. Every time, that there's a church function, I go out there and be trying to raise these little kids. And I'm like, I got to stop doing that. Why? Because in my brain, I'm still 21. My body was like, no, homie, we're not 21. My muscles be like, dude, sit down. But my brain says, let's go knock them out, boo-boo. In my brain, I'm about 6'5". But in real life, I'm still waiting for, my bones and everything to respond to the data. I'm trying to change my matter. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But you see, my brothers and sisters, the desire fulfilled. So if anybody listening to me right now, if you don't, what is your wealth goal? You should have it in your bank. What is your health goal? It should be occupied. You should feel it right now. What is your wisdom goal? Your intellectual goal? You should feel it right now. What is your relationship goal? What is your goals? You should feel it right now. And then the way that you manifest it is you're attached to the role. How do I know? Hebrews 11:3. We read 11:1, we read 11:2. Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 in the King James. Extremely, extremely important. Because this is how you are able to change matter to align with your data. Meaning, whatever you hold in the head will manifest in the hands. So Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith. That's how you remember, through faith. That means acting as if. That means actually believing in your brain. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, it has an S, plural, more than one. That means that there's more than one of these things that we're on. There's more than one world. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word. Remember, word and seed are synonymous. They are the same thing. The worlds were framed by the word, by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What? Okay, let's go to the New English. Now let's go to the New Living Translation on this one. So the New Living Translation, this is a more palatable or more understandable, more acceptable translation. Now remember, we're talking about one thing today. This is how you should feel right now. You should feel like $1 million, but you probably just don't. You should feel like you felt when you was in the best shape of your life, but you probably don't. You should feel like you're all-knowing, like you just read the Library of Alexander before they burnt it down, but you probably don't. You should feel like you, your mind, your heart, and your gut's on the same page. You should feel like you and the Father are just like me and you talking right now, like you and the forefather. Hey, what's up, Big G? You know, your relationship with your, you know, with yourself, you know, with the Father, with your husband, with your wife, with your neighbors, with your cousins, nephews, brothers, sisters. Every perfect relationship. You should feel that right now, but you probably don't. Why is that? Hebrews 11:3, New Living Translation. By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed, or the entire universe was created by the word of God, or at God's command when he spoke. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Meaning, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Meaning that things that are seen were made from things that are not seen. Meaning the things that are being seen, these things were made of things that was not seen. Things that do not appear. Meaning subatomic particles make visible particles. So it is this ability for you to feel like whatever thing that's out there is in here. So whatever thing, whatever goal that's weighed away, well, one day, Brother Will, I want to, you know, get my college degree. Well, today you should feel like you have your college degree. Because if you can feel like you have your college degree right now, the entire universe changes and creates your college degree right now, and it brings you everything that you need to get your college degree right now. Oh, man, y'all didn't get it? Okay, y'all didn't get it. Psalms 33:6, I like this one. I like all scriptures that have 33:6, like Matthew 33:6. Why? I'm a 33:6. So all through the Bible, I find scriptures that are 33:6s. You should find scriptures that match up with your life path number. It'll mess up your whole world. Like if you are a 4:2:6, so you find all the scriptures in the Bible, Genesis chapter 42, verse 6, read it. Then go to Matthew, Luke, John, all through the Bible, every verse, that's 42:6. Those are your verses. Don't tell nobody I told you. That's one of my secret nuggets that I've never shared in public. I ain't going to say it again. Okay, one more time. Psalms 33:6. Now, what is Matthew 33:6? That's one of my favorite scriptures. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's personal, because I'm a 33:6. Psalms 33:6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. That's why I got into cosmology. I read that scripture, and I was going through reading the 33:6s. And I knew nothing about it. I didn't believe it. They told me that the stars, the zodiac, everything was of the devil. So for 40-plus years of my life, the cosmology was of the devil. I never read it. I never studied it because it was demonic. That's what the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me. I never looked it up. I just assumed if the Reverend Dr. Bishop said it, that was the same thing as God said it. So I didn't have to research it. Whatever the Reverend Dr. Bishop said was the law, brother. You don't question the Reverend Dr. Bishop? Are you crazy? That's why I was young, dumb, and stupid. Now I read for my own self. I recommend you do that too. Study to show yourself approved unto the Reverend Dr. Bishop. No. Study to show yourself approved unto God, brother. That's why you should be studying. You don't do stuff for other people. You do it for the forefather. So Psalms 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made. So they can't be of the devil because the Father made them. And all the stars, how many of the stars? Only the stars on the left or the south. No. All the stars by the breath of his mouth. All of them. So you can't, let me digress. I don't want to get too excited. Psalms 33:6. Now that's just one. All of this is inside of my book that I break down in biblical astro theology to destroy everybody's theology who walk around still believing that astronomy and true cosmology is of the devil. That statement by itself is a reprobate mind statement, according to what the Bible says. The Bible says God himself would turn you over to a reprobate mind if you do not have 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. The love of the truth. How do you immerse your brain in your desire for feel? How would you feel if your wishes were all fulfilled? What I'm here to tell you that they are. All your wishes are fulfilled. All you got to do is maintain faith. And that faith is going to bring about fruit. And that fruit will establish your freedom, financial freedom, health freedom, relationship freedom, and wisdom freedom. You no longer will be subject to some other man, some other doctrine, some overwhelm, some other scam, some other, you know, new whatever comes out, some other new trend, some other new this, that, or the other. Because you won't be moved, because you're going to be like a tree planted by the waters. The water will always provide everything that the tree needs for it to be strong and prosperous. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you today that I don't know where you're at or what you're going through in life, but all I know is your feelings that you have are not real. I know they're real to you, but I'm simply saying your feelings come from your thoughts. I recommend that you do what the Bible says and bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. That's what I recommend. That's what I do every day. A thought comes in my head and say, boy, you ain't nothing. I say, hold up. The Bible says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says I am the apple of his eye. The Bible says that I'm his son. I'm his daughter. The Bible says I am a joint heir. The Bible says I'm a royal priest. The Bible says I'm a holy nation. Me, myself, and I. So what do you mean I ain't nothing? So you got to have this self-talk. You got to have this conversation with yourself. Because the only devil that there is the one in your own head. And you need to get that devil out your head with overwhelming feelings that come from where? Thoughts. Because thoughts produces how you feel. So how would you feel if your wish was fulfilled? How would you think if your role was engaged? Let me say that again so that way you can get the solution. I always say the best for last. How would you think right now? How would you think if the process was revealed? Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. How would you think if you say this to the forefather today, he brings you the process by tomorrow? How would I think? Because thinking controls my feelings. This is the etymology of what we've been discussing. So that means, okay, thinking. My thinking is whack. Why? Because my feeling, I don't feel like a millionaire. Anybody feel like a millionaire right now? If you don't, okay, something wrong with your thinking. Anybody feeling like supreme health? Like every organ in your body functions according to its purpose right now. Oh, you don't feel that? Okay, something wrong with your thinking. Anybody don't feel like they're all-knowing? Like hey, I may not know it personally right now, but I got access to my forefather, and he knows all things. Anybody don't feel that? Okay, thinking's off. Relationship, there's no such thing as a bad relationship. No such thing. So anybody, you don't feel that? You don't know that? Okay, something wrong with your thinking. So how do you think, or how should you think, if your wish, and a wish is a goal, and a goal is a role. Now, the role is what you do every day to take you in the direction of the goal. So how would I think if my role was, the word fulfilled means present. So in order to make something present, that means prepared. That means made available. So by faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word, seed of God, that's you. So the word fulfilled has to do with how this is prepared or manifested. So your thinking leads you to the role, and the role takes you to the fulfillment or the goal. So thinking establishes the role. That means who I am being. Who you are being establishes what you are doing. So this is being, because what you're thinking, that's what you are going to be being, right? Role, that's what you're going to be doing. Fulfilling, that's what you're going to be having. It's being, doing, having. So you're fulfilling, that is the product. That's the end result. That's the end game. That's the result of a process that you have engaged in over time. Quick example, and then we'll close. So I think I am healthy. So my brain tells me to be healthy, you cannot have, too much extra weight, because extra weight is extra waste. So my brain tells me that because I made a statement. So I want to feel healthy. So my brain tells me, a thought comes into my brain. To feel healthy, you can't carry too much weight. To feel healthy, you can't eat Krispy Kreme donuts every day. To feel healthy, you can't go out to fast foods every day. To feel healthy, you got to drink some clean alkaline water. To feel healthy, you got to maintain an alkaline body. So I have thoughts. I don't have feelings. I have thoughts, brothers. I don't have feelings. I have thoughts. I don't have feelings. I have thoughts. I don't have feelings. I have a thought. I said, okay, I want to be a millionaire. So my thoughts telling me, okay, if you want to be a millionaire, you got to scale. You got to expand your business. What you're doing is great, but you said you want to be a millionaire. You don't want to make $200,000, $300,000. So if you want to be a millionaire, you got to scale. That means you got to put yourself in front. But before you do that, you got to make sure that you can process the report. You got to have systems in place that can handle the increases in the business. So my thoughts is telling me this. Do this. My thoughts is telling me exactly what to do. My thoughts, not my feelings. I don't give a damn about my feelings. I only care about my thoughts. So my thoughts is telling me, you want to be a millionaire, you got to put your infrastructure in place so that way you can handle the increased clientele, because you're barely keeping up right now. So if your business doubles or triples, who the hell going to process all the reports? How are you going to answer all them emails? How are you going to do all those one-on-ones? You got to scale. So my thoughts, not my feelings, my thoughts is telling me that. My thoughts is telling me what to do. And then what I do, that establishes what I have. So I know I have $1 million because I'm listening to my thoughts and I'm doing what my thoughts are saying. So my being is establishing what I am doing. And my doing, that establishes what I'm having. But I know Negroes whose thoughts they don't listen to. But then they pissed off because they can't have what other people have. Now, see, it ain't got nothing to do. There's no difference between rich and poor. Poor people don't do what their thoughts is telling them. They just walk around with what they feel. Now, if your brain, the father telling you exactly what to do. So if you don't do it, blame the father because you end up in the hospital, or because you poor, or because you feel bad, or because you in a deadbeat relationship. Don't blame the father, because the father will tell you exactly what to think And what you think will tell you exactly what to do. And what you do, that determines what you have. That's how you immerse your brain in the desire fulfilled. That's how you become christened. That's how you become one with the Christ. Now, a lot of people sell wolf tickets. They don't sell how. They just tell you what to think. Oh, believe this. No, man, tell me how. Don't tell me what. I can believe whatever the hell I want to believe. But tell me how to get from point A to point B. Yeah, you don't know, do you? I don't think so. You ain't got no personal experience. So, brothers and sisters, I'm the only, the one and only, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. May the big G, the one who has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce, his name is the entire word of God. And may the Ruach and the Numa, and may the S-U-N and the S-O-N continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, and as always, my beautiful sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug.
Yeah. Yeah.
So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
Day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
Day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one.
Day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my gritty, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.